To this week's On the Beat, and Garda, Stephen Fahey of Ballyshannon Garda Station is in studio with us. Welcome, Stephen, and thanks for joining us. You have a number of items for which you're appealing for information. And we'll start off with a burglary in a golf club in the region.
That's right, Niall. Good morning to you and the listeners. A burglary. I think it was spoken about a couple of weeks ago. It actually relates to two burglaries. It was a burglary at the Donegal Golf Club in Merva on Thursday morning, which is the 15th of July. Now, it was between just after midnight on that Thursday the 15th and 9 a.m. And there was a subsequent burglary later on then at the Glencar Manor GAA Club. And there was an item from the Donegal Golf Club which turned up at the Glencar Manor GAA Club, and we would appeal to people because we would be aware that a vehicle was used that went from the scene of one burglary to the next burglary. Now, we're carrying out obviously meticulous CCTV inquiries in relation to that, so yeah, we believe it may have travelled on back roads or whatever, maybe out via Kinloch or on the roads through that area. And as I say, we're carrying out CCTV inquiries, but it's just that if anybody's seen anything on that road kind of in those hours, the small hours of the morning on the Thursday, as I say, Thursday the 15th of July, you may have seen, like, this is a quite a heavy item. It wouldn't have been easily transported, so somebody may have seen kind of a strange vehicle maybe in an area or townland along that road. Perhaps a vehicle was stopped or just somebody suspicious in the area, yeah, and they may have just seen something suspicious. So that's between the Donegal Golf Club in Merva and the Glencar Manor GAA Club. It's the new grounds on the Carrick Road there, out of Manor Hamilton. So yeah, just if anybody has anything that they noticed or seen that they could report to Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071 985 8530, or Manor Hamilton is 071 982 0620. Yeah, there'll be any information that'll be useful there on that one.
Right, okay, let's go to Bundoran. Some criminal damage to report in Bundoran.
We've a criminal damage there on the 23rd of July. It was in the daytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and the injured party reported that when she returned home from work, she noticed that there was damage to the locking mechanism on the back door of her house, and that happened in the Armada Cottages area of Bundoran. I mean, obviously, it's locking mechanism of a door, you know, so it's, yeah, it's, you know, maybe entry tried to be gained or somebody tried to remove the lock or whatever. So we would appeal to anybody that's seen anybody suspicious in that area, Armada Cottages, Drumacrin, to give Bundoran Garda Station a call on 071 984 1203, or Ballyshannon is the district headquarters there. So that was on Friday the 23rd of July between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Right, okay, what can you tell us about an assault at the Diamond in Donegal Town?
Yes, Niall, it was an assault that occurred on the Diamond in Donegal Town fairly early in the evening of Thursday, the 22nd of July 2021, approximately 6 p.m, 10 past 6 there or thereabouts. The injured party here reported he was walking along around the Diamond with a couple of his friends. I think there was a kind of a coming together, or, you know, they bumped off somebody and there was a couple of words exchanged, and the suspect headbutted then the injured party, causing a cut above the left eye. So obviously that hour of the evening, it's bright. When Donegal Town is picking up, you know, it's a lovely area, it's busy, there could be people around. I'm sure there was people in the area that would have seen this one, as you know, as with the other incidents, we are conducting CCTV inquiries and speaking to other witnesses there as well. But if anyone can assist on that one there, it's give Donegal Town Garda Station a ring on 074 974 0190, or Ballyshannon District Headquarters there. So that was on Thursday the 22nd of July in around 6 p.m, 10 past 6.
Right, okay. Two thefts to report on, one in Bundoran and one in the Carrick area.
That's correct. Well, the first one there was in the Carrick area on Saturday into Sunday, the 31st of July, just gone by there into the 1st of August, yeah, between 4 and 4 in the afternoon. There was an outboard motor stolen from a boat in Lugnadruin on Carrick. And, you know, it's going back to something that happened last year as well, and you see it, it's coming into summertime, and in the height of summertime, you know, engines being stolen off boats, they're quite an expensive piece of item, and often, like, what we would say to people is to have, you know, take a photograph of them or just have some sort of record of the stuff. Now, we are in possession, we have the serial number for this one, so if anybody is aware of anything suspicious online or coming up for sale online, or if anybody's seen anything on that night, you know, the 31st going into the 1st, it's the two days, Saturday the 31st into Sunday, between 4 p.m. and 4 p.m., If they've just seen anything suspicious or somebody not, you know, I know there's visitors to areas at the time, but just anything that they thought was just particularly out of the ordinary, or somebody transporting something like that, give us a ring and we can conduct it. As I say, look, we'd far prefer to conduct a kind of an inquiry that may come to nothing than not know about it at all, you know.
Okay, so that was Carrick.
That was Carrick. Yeah.
Right. And there was one in Bundoran as well.
There was one in Bundoran then, yeah. That was on... That was on Wednesday into Thursday. That was on the 21st of July into 22nd of July. It happened between 7 p.m. on the Wednesday and 7 a.m. the following morning, and was two picnic benches stolen from outside the front of a shop there at the beachfront in Bundoran. And actually, the remnants of these were found on the beach, burnt. Their timber picnic benches were burnt out on the beach. Now, say we are viewing footage in relation to the incident, and inquiries are ongoing for us, but it just, if anybody noticed or was aware of anything, you know, Wednesday into Thursday, you know, the there would have been a few people about, right, a lot of visitors to the area and stuff like that, but just if anybody was out walking, because, you know, maybe it happened earlier in the evening, somebody may have seen something, so to give Bundoran or Ballyshannon Garda stations a ring.
Imagine picnic benches being taken.
Especially with all the outdoor dining
right there. I don't know, just sometimes you wonder.
Anything at the moment.
Right, okay, finally, Stephen, this week to something we've actually covered on the show in recent weeks. These dangerous driving gatherings, as you call them, and again, I don't know if they're breaking the law or whatever, and we've had a lot of discussion on this and we've heard both sides of it, but these are happening, aren't they?
Well, they are happening, yeah, and there's been a number of them lately. The most recent one there was in Bundoran on Sunday, and I know just from even calls to the station and talking to people locally in Sligo and Ballyshannon and stuff, like, there's a lot of people kind of... I suppose not happy with the manner of driving that they witnessed on the roads. Especially, I know I was talking to somebody that had seen some driving there just out on the Ratcormack, or the road to Ratcormack, say, out of Sligo town, and, you know, cars kind of almost racing each other on in the overtaking lane and stuff like that. Look, for the most part, you know, there's nothing either. Kind of there to meet with their friends. They all have a common interest in cars and modifying their cars and doing them up, and that's great. It's nice to have a common interest. Like, we, you know, obviously there's no issue with that at all, but it's just when there is people kind of complaining or making complaints or feeling put out or feeling unsafe on the road or whatever, or if there's people walking on the road. I know there's another incident up there on the Bundoran bypass where there was two cars, like, playing chicken on the road. Like, if somebody was walking on the road, they were pulling into the car.
Which is very, very serious.
That's ridiculous, yeah. And, like, you know, I do. We interact with them, obviously, and speak to them. And, you know, they're mostly a good bunch of people, and they'll talk away and all that. And they're just out to kind of have a good time, meet up with their friends and all that. Yeah. But it's when the driving gets ridiculous.
Yeah, as we said before, it's not the meeting up that's the problem. It's the manoeuvres that some of them...
Like, I mean, you know, they claim to be brilliant drivers and all that, but... Sometimes just...
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, you wonder.
All right, just to get the warning out there.
And, like, I mean, just as I was saying as well to somebody yesterday on the phone, that if they did see anything specific and have any details, absolutely give us a ring in any of the Garda stations, and we'll call out and investigate, and we can stop them on the roadside and do whatever action is appropriate in that regard.